Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle here. For all you Tolos, we are talking about your favorite topic of the week, your home financing, your mortgages. It's the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show here. We are ready to talk about how to save you as much money as we can on your home loan. If you're trying to buy or refinance, you get cash out of your house. Maybe you have a question because you're just kind of in a pickle. Send us your questions today. We want to answer them for you. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Hey.
And we are here to share with you how to do just that. Save all your money on your home loan. And you can start by texting us at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. People, I've been on the nomad schedule for golf. I'm a professional traveler. If you've listened for a while, my son Nathan is committed to play golf at TCU in a couple years, as he's going to be a senior in high school this year. But we're on the summer tour for the juniors, junior golf, playing in all these invitationals. And this week we're going to Bethpage Black. If you're a golf fan, we're going to be up in New York in a big match play tournament, the Ralph Lauren match play for the AJGA. But we're just traveling, man. And literally today and tomorrow, the only days I'm in town between now and July 4th, I think I'll have been in town for 5 days. So we got to work on the road. We have all these things going on. But anyway, there's a lot of things happening in the mortgage world right now. One of the things is that mortgage rates are in one of the better spots they've been in a while. So we've had a little bit of a dip in the rates for the last couple of weeks.
Election year.
And right now you have it. Well, they've been up. The highest point they were was the beginning of the year.
Yep.
They came down, went back up. But right now you're in a good pocket right now. If you're trying to get your home loan locked in, send us your questions here so we can answer them for you. We want to help you get on the right path for getting that home loan done. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you've been inappropriate for how long now?
Well, as long as you've had me as inappropriate. Hey, I want to give a special shout out to a realtor I met yesterday. Her name is Hai, H-A-I, Hong. And she was showing some properties over there by me. And we started talking and, you know, exchanged numbers. And I told her I'd give her a shout out on the show. She's out working hard in Frisco doing realtor type stuff.
Realtors are working hard, and you know, with gas prices being up, and you know, they're on the road, they gotta buy food on the road, and it's nothing is cheap these days, and they're out there working hard trying to get a home loan sold, and hopefully we can get a situation where the market gets, well, we're in the best market there is, which is Texas. We're going to just say all of Texas is hot, and so we're in the best market here in DFW. If you're just moving to town, if you're looking for a mortgage company, we're TexasLending.com. Been doing this in Texas for 26 years, TexasLending.com. We want to make sure that you have a place you can go to that you can trust. So make sure you give us a call today. So rates have come down to a nice spot. You're seeing rates hovering in the vicinity of 7%.
Yep.
You're seeing rates, you know, if you're buying your rate down, you can do the 2-1 buy down situations. But your FHA loans, you can find them in the sixes. A lot of your conventional loans, you're finding them mostly in the sevens. If you're getting cash outs, you're getting closer to 8%. And if you're getting home equity loans, second liens, these kind of things, you're closer to 10, 11, and even in some cases a little bit higher than that, depending on your situation. So we want to know your situation. This is about you in your situation. There's the overall broad market, but that you have specific needs. And maybe you have a need with your credit score that you're not quite sure what it's going to do for you, or your income documentation, or maybe you've just started being self-employed, or maybe you're paid all in cash. There are options for you. If you're paid all in cash, if you're depositing that money in your bank account, there are programs that are non-traditional loans called non-QM. Non-traditional loans do not qualify for government insurance. They're not going to qualify to be sold into the traditional secondary market. That doesn't mean anything to you. What it means is there is an alternative market for your loan where we use your bank statements, mm-hmm. your deposits in your bank. So if you're getting paid in cash, you're putting money in your bank account. We look at 24 months of your bank accounts, look at your deposits, take your average deposits and say, this is what you're bringing in every month. As long as we can document you have a continual income that's coming in every month, there's a non-qualified mortgage. And that's just the not qualified for a traditional institutional outlet. But TexasLending.com, we're in the mortgage business just to do mortgages, and we find the outlets for you. So make sure you get in touch with us today. The text line, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. If you're trying to buy a home, send us the following information. Send us your current income, your expected down payment, and your current credit score. Just with that information, if you walked up to me at we're over there at someone's backyard barbecue, and you say, "Hey, man, I make this much money. I have this kind of credit score. I'm thinking of this down payment. About how much home can I buy?" This is an about show. This is about you're going to be about in this area. We're not making any quotes to anybody. What we're doing is we're giving you a pocket where you can know where you're going to find your options right now. And so make sure you text us at 214-354-5989. Your current income, your expected down payment, your current credit score. Maybe you want cash out of your home. Cash out of your home, you need to send us the following information. What is your value of your home?
Mm-hmm.
What is your current loan balance? Maybe you have your home paid off, but what is the value of your home? What's your current loan balance, as well as your credit score and your current interest rate? If you send us that information, we'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out, what kind of rates you might be looking at, whether a first lien or second lien is going to be best for you. But send us that information at 214-354-5989. We have our first question. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, this is going to go to you.
I currently
owe $180,675.43. No, they didn't throw the 43 cents in there.
Let me get my calculator.
Okay. They owe $180,000 in their house. And it's valued at $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
I have a FICO credit score of 747. Very nice score. Their interest rate's at 3.375. Mm-hmm. Very nice rate. And so we want to take money out using our equity to make home improvements and put in a pool. Is that possible without losing my current rate? Well, listen, your home is worth $450,000 and pools now cost $1.5 million. So, no, I'm only kidding. So, they are
expensive.
I remember back, I mean, just a few years ago, or $40,000 was just in a beautiful pool. Now $40,000 might get you maybe a little above ground, a blow up thing where you just, you know, with a little turtle on it. Anyway.
In 1999, we put a pool in with the hot tub and everything and the stone all around it for like $37,000.
Okay. So they want a pool. They have a lot of equity here. So $450,000, 80% of $450,000 is going to be $360,000. That's an important number, 80%. Any of you trying to get cash out of your home in Texas? The limit, when you get cash out of your home, once the cash is taken out, the maximum number of loans against your home can only go up to 80%.
Right.
So 80% of 450K is 360K. You owe 180K. Okay, so they owe 180, they can get 360. What kind of things they want? What do they want
to
do with their
loan? I think the benchmark is to text to say, hey, how much do you actually want? I mean, do you want $100,000? I mean, without touching your other loan, we can do a second lien. Yes, cash out.
A second lien, fixed rate.
20 years.
And so let's look at a 20-year fixed rate second lien.
Prepayment penalty.
Yeah, let's leave that nice 3.375 sitting there all pretty by itself. And then let's go get to the sidekick.
Yep. Sidekick. The old soccer team?
The sidekick second loan. And that second loan is going to be for that pool. Now, we don't know how much that pool is going to be, but you have up to 180K available to take your maximum balances up to 360. So you'll have 180 first lien and 182nd lien. Maybe you only need 100K on your second lien. Maybe it's 120. Maybe it's 80K. I don't know how much your pool is going to be, but you can take a look at that. And now that kind of loan is going to come in. We said we can do a fixed rate second lien home equity loan. And so that's going to be a nice situation where you can go get that pool. You can get the cash out. Now, maybe you want a little bit more cash to pay off some bills. You have
put in that grill.
Yeah, maybe you need to have the grill next to the pool. Maybe
a little outdoor fireplace. Oh, now a TV.
You need to have this. You need to have the pull-up bar.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You can have the bar chairs in your pool. And then inappropriate Uncle Bubba and
I'll come over.
We're going to come over. We're going to have margaritas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll mix them.
All right. So text us, folks. Hopefully that helped you out. Give us a call at TexasLending.com. We will help you today.
Give me a call. I'll be here working today.
Call the office. Ask for Gary Alexander. And anyway.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. So get your text questions in. 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. That's your text line. Text us now if you have a question, just like the one before us that we just had. So here's the next one here. Mm. This person said they make $10,350.47. How come they all? No, they make $10,000 a month. And their FICO score is 736. Another nice credit score.
Wow.
How much home can I afford? So for everyone listening, I know a lot of you listen all the time, you're Tolos, mm-hmm. right?
Tolo.
But some of you aren't. But if you're making $10,000 a month, and we're just going to round this isn't about show, right? About 10 grand a month. So let's take about 33% of that. And that's going to give you a ballpark of what you can afford. You make 10 grand, 33% of that's $3,300. You made it easy for us. $3,300 a month is where you're going to try to find your house payment. Now, we don't know the rest of your debts and things, but you have a nice credit score there, so sounds like you're managing them well. So they can afford about $3,300 a month. What kind of mortgage do you think that they should be looking at, Bubba?
Well, I mean, you know, it just like I said, the credit score is really good. Depending on how much they're putting down, it sounds like a conventional mortgage to me.
Potentially, and so, you know, with that 737 score, you're still going to get your better rates on mm-hmm. your FHA loans. But depending on how much you're putting down, FHA has lower mortgage insurance,
mm-hmm.
and they have lower interest rates. And there's no stigma associated
anymore.
With FHA. There's no stigma with getting an FHA. There's FHA is just who's insuring it. Is it going to be if you're not putting 20% down, that's fine. There's mortgage insurance. There's government funded insurance, which is HUD, which comes on FHA loans. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, that's HUD. They do FHA loans. They insure them. And then there's the private mortgage insurance you're going to get on a conventional loan. The insurance monthly on an FHA loan is lower than you're otherwise going to find on many, most conventional loans. However, if you're going to put the minimum down on FHA, then you're going to be in a situation where that mortgage insurance won't go away over time, but on a conventional loan, it will. And so, which is best for you? They can find a good deal depending on what how much they're putting down, Bubba.
Yeah, exactly. So, there was a stigma about FHA.
Used to be.
Yeah, maybe 4 years ago.
Maybe 40 years ago.
Well, no, I mean, people, like, they... It was kind of like that commercial, you know, they look down upon it.
Well, they also... Because it's a
government loan.
There's a couple things.
They're all government loans.
Well, here's the thing. Back in the day, FHA had many more... There's different appraisal requirements for both. Okay, but these things are streamlined these days. The appraisers are great at them. Realtors know what they're getting into. And the stigma used to be is, oh, no, I have government insurance. That means they think I need the government. Well, really, it's just who's insuring it. And so if you're going to get a conventional loan here, $3,300 is going to afford you maybe a $350,000 to a $380,000 loan. It could be better than that. It could be more, when I say better, a bigger, maybe a $400,000 loan. It's going to be more dependent on what is the value of the home, because the taxes are associated with that. Taxes.
And that's what I tell people. I say, hey, when you're going out to shop, don't only shop interest rates, shop tax values. Plano, Carrollton Farmers Branch, better than like Frisco, McKinney.
Yeah.
You know, places like that. Prosper, for sure.
So you're going to be finding that home value somewhere, you know, aren't saying the loan amount in that ballpark, $350 to $400, depending on if you're getting FHA or the other things that are associated with it. And depending on your other debts, you might be able to get more, maybe a little bit less, but that's your ballpark. So give us a call at TexasLending.com for that free pre-approval letter, that free pre-approval. We'll get going on it now. We got to take a break. And when we come back, your texts are coming in. Get yours in now at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. That's your text line. Coming back for all your tolos here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, which is something you can only find here in Texas. And we want to make sure you're not going to find an inappropriate Uncle Bubba in Minnesota. It's not going to happen. All right. It happens in Texas. So you're in Texas, which is a good thing because you're listening to the show. And you have an option to buy a home right now or get cash out of your home if that's something you like to do. And the thing is, right now, your texts can come in at 214-354-5989, and we can answer them for you before your stressful start of the week comes in. And right now, while you're sitting back having a cup of coffee or whatever you're doing, if you're sitting around and you're doing your toenails or whatever it is, then you can get going right now with a nice, easy question for us, and we'll answer it.
An easy question.
Give us the easy questions. It's Saturday morning. We don't want the tough questions. Okay. Make sure you go to TexasLending.com, by the way, because we would love to do your loan for you. And anyway, these are the kind of loans that we want to talk about. You know what's funny is I just got a text in, and I did not do this on purpose. I just got a text. They want to buy a home in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay, so their current income is over $400,000 per year. And they have a credit score in the 800s. And they have a 15-year mortgage at 2.5%. So their home is worth $700,000, Bubba. But here's the deal. They want to buy the new home, but they don't want to use their cash. They have cash available. They don't want to use all their cash for the down payment. Mm-hmm. You have equity in your home. And so there's going to be cash for the down payment one way or the other. You're going to either use your cash that you have sitting around right now that's not in some other area, or you're going to have to borrow money to get the cash. So if you want to keep your cash you have now, or you know what you can always do is just use the cash you have to buy the other home, because it says they have no other debts.
Wow.
So they want to buy this other property. And so you can get equity out of your home. And so you want to keep that 2.5% rate.
Yeah.
But they have a home worth $700,000 and they only owe $270,000 on it. You have a lot of equity for this. You could probably even buy the other home in cash or nearly that much. No, it's not going to be that much. But you could put a nice down payment. Now, here's the deal. The more you put down on an investment property, the better rates are.
Right.
Once you put about 40, around 40% down. So here's something people don't know.
Yeah.
If they put the minimum down payment on an investment property, what can they expect?
You mean rate-wise?
Yeah, it's going to be significant.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to be in the eights.
Yeah, so if you get an investment property with minimum down, and your minimum is going to be 20, 25%, right, Bubba?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be finding a rate in the eights. Now, if you put 40% down on a $400,000 investment property, 420, if you put 40% down on that, you're going to find rates closer to a primary residence.
Yes.
Okay? And so they want to buy it as a vacation home. It's not an investment property here. It's
second home.
It's a second home.
Gotcha.
But you still need to put the down payment on this thing. And again, the same things apply. If you put 40% down, you're going to find rates the same as if you put, you know, 5%.
And you know, that,
5%
that just changed about 2 years ago. Remember?
Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac got very skittish when the rates went up, and they thought there was going to be a collapse in home values. And they didn't want to have people putting minimum down payments on investment properties because they thought everything was going to collapse. And they said, mm-hmm. Oh, the last thing we want is another 2008 where people put 10% down and the home values dropped 25%. So they said, we need to have you put 20% down on these things. Right. And we're going to put significant rate target. We're going to put all these rate penalties. You can call them penalties or whatever you want if you're going to buy these homes. And so, but if you put 40% down, then the risk is low.
Yeah.
And so if you put a nice down payment on this thing, you're going to find the best rate. You're going to find the same best rate that you could find on a primary residence.
It's just a question whether you want money in bricks and mortar or if you want money in the bank.
Yes. And so you can leave that cash in your bank account, borrow money on your existing home to put it on the new home. Then you still have cash sitting in your bank account. You have the new home. You have the best rate available on your new home in the existing market. That's the best way for us to get you going. And now, you know, we don't know how much you're going to put down on that thing, but you have the options available to you, and you'll find the, we'll get you all the quotes.
Second homes are still allowed 10% down, I believe.
What the rates are going to be higher.
Higher with MI.
Yeah. So you're going to have the mortgage insurance. You're going to have the higher rate. You're not going to find, it used to be you could find a rate on a second home very similar. Mm-hmm. When you could put 10% down on an investment property, second home, and find a rate very similar than you were finding that you would find in a primary residence. But then they put all these
caveats.
All these in there. And now your rates are 1.5% higher on a second home unless you put the down payment in, the significant down payment in. Okay. So you have options available for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get over to this next one here. And so make sure you text us. By the way, the text lines are available at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Get that text in now. We will help you out here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you call TexasLending.com too. Go to our website, and our loan officers are there to help, and we'd be happy to answer your call right now. Okay, Bubba.
Yeah.
How much house can I afford?
How much do you
have? $12,000 a month.
Okay.
But my score is 590. Due to divorce woes, of divorce. First, you know what?
Been there, done that.
Why does woe come in when you're trying to stop a horse or you're trying when you're getting divorced? But it comes in. Okay, so first time home buyer thanks. So they're first time home buyer, 590 score, and they have $12,000 a month, and so $4,000 is 33% of that. You're looking at a $4,000 a month potential payment, but this 590, well, we want to know what's going on with this 590.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because 580 and above is fine as long as you're a 580 going up and
is
not 590, going down.
Is that 590 on the rise, or is it 590 going in the gutter?
Yeah, if you have assets, you have good income, you know, those things are going to, those are the things that are going to weigh in your factor
and so
home purchase. Down payment too, things like that.
So if you are... FHA is possible. Okay. So FHA, if you get down below 580, so let me put it this way. 95% of all mortgage companies will do 90%. I'm going to say the difference. 70% of all mortgage companies will do FHA loans over 580.
Mm-hmm.
90% of mortgage companies will do FHAs over 620. Not all mortgage companies will do a 590 FHA because they have had some defaults under 620. So mortgage companies, if the lower the credit score they go on FHA, then the more potential of default, and the more defaults they get, the more scrutiny they get from the government looking at their FHA loans that they're doing. So they don't want the scrutiny. So they say, we're going to limit our FHA to 620. I would say maybe more companies are doing under 620 right now due to the limited market. But at 590, it's still possible to get your minimum down payment on an FHA loan. Say that again. With a 590 credit score, FHA will do your loan. Your rates are going to be a little bit higher in most cases. In most cases, your rates are going to be higher than you're going to find than if you had a 680 score or higher. So you're going to have a higher rate here. The same monthly mortgage insurance on a 590 FHA is a 720 FHA. Same monthly mortgage, same mortgage insurance up front that they finance in your loan for FHA. Minimum down payment requirement, the same on an FHA at 590 or 700. Okay, so you're going to have a higher rate here, but
yep.
We do need to take a look and see what's causing that 590. How far are you separated between your most recent defaults or charge-offs and other things? It is possible to get this FHA loan done. Let's work on seeing what we can do to get your credit scores higher, because the higher scores you get, the better rate you're going to get. But it is possible.
Yeah, we also need to see that divorce decree to see if maybe if some of those the problems with your credit are being attributed to maybe your wife's accounts or whatever.
And a $400,000 loan amount is within FHA limits. And so you can find FHA loans in Texas. As a matter of fact, in Texas, FHA loans in every county go up to $498,000. FHA loans go up to $498,000 in every county. That in some counties, they go higher. If you're going to go somewhere here in DFW area, you're going to find FHA loans for a much higher rate. You're going to find $563,000 in Collin County. So $563,000 in Collin County, $498,000 in the counties that have the lowest FHA limits. If you go to Comal County in San Antonio, it's $557,000. So there's different FHA loan limits. In every county, you qualify. When I say you qualify, you're in the range of a $4,000 payment a month. With your current income of $12,000 a month, you're in the range of a $4,000 payment on FHA. We need to find out what rate you're going to get at a 590 credit score, but you're going to be within FHA loan limits if you're putting the minimum down payment down in any county in Texas. Hopefully that gets you going in the right path. But here's what I suggest. Call one of our experienced loan officers at TexasLending.com. They have an average of about 15 to 20 years in the business. Our average loan officer. Here's the deal, though. We have above average loan officers. And so when you call our above average loan officers, I'm just kidding here. We have great loan officers that have been with TexasLending.com for years. And they will be able to help you make decisions on your home loan here. Call them now. Get your pre-approval on your FHA loan. We'll run the numbers and find out right where you fall with your current credit score and your payments you can expect in these things. Our loan officers can run all those for you. Make sure you go online and apply right now. And it's not even an application. It's just get us your information. The application will come officially once you get a contract on a house. It's really just pre-approving you for a mortgage application until you have an address,
right.
There's no application. You're getting pre-approved, and that stands for every mortgage company, by the way. Until you have an address, it's not an official application. So let's get you pre-approved, and you can do that with TexasLending.com right now. All right, we got to take another break. So get your questions in, 214-354-5989. That's your text line, 214-354-5989. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. And I will be back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. If you're just tuning in, make sure you text us your mortgage questions. 214-354-5989. Go online. Get your info in. One of our loan officers will be happy to work with you. Always want to help you get the best deal possible. So start with TexasLending.com today. Okay, we have your questions coming in. Get them in now. 214-354-5989. That's here on the show. And what we want to do is get you going here. So here's one. This is a good one here, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read the whole thing. Can y'all explain buying points in as much detail as we can? Mm-hmm. Oh, you want detail? I will talk your ear off. Okay. We have a 6.9% rate, and my plan was to wait until rates hopefully come back to the fives in several years and refi and buy down to 3%. And the pros and cons to do this plan. Current loan is $450K. The property's around $750K. Thank you for all the help. This is such a good question. And so we can talk about buying points. What is a point, Bubba?
1%.
A point is something that the Mavs lost by 30 of them in nearly every game against them. Oh, sorry. That's not what a point is. Okay. So anyway, a point is 1% of your loan amount. If someone's going to charge you a point, if it's a $400,000 loan, you're going to pay $4,000 to pay 1 point. If it's 2 points, it's $8,000. Why do people pay points?
But you're not going to buy from 5 to 3 with points. It's just not possible.
And so the thing is, a point is, the idea is, the definition when you're buying points, the definition legally is prepaying interest. You're paying $4,000 up front for 1 point to buy to instead of your interest rate, let's say, being 7.5, these are just random rates, you would be 7.25.
Right.
So what would be the benefit of buying your rate from 7.5 to 7.25? I'm going to throw out a loan amount. You owe $450 on your house. I'm going to throw out a loan amount of, I think they owed $420.
Mm.
It says here that they owe $450 on their loan. At $480, 0.25% lower rate. If your rate was 7.25 versus 7.5, so pay attention here, 0.25% on 480 would be $100 a month lower payment.
How long does it take to pay that off?
So $100 a month would take you 40 months to pay it back. So about 3.5 years, to make back the point. And so you're prepaying the $4,000 that you would have paid in interest over 3.5 years. But if you're going to stay in the home for a long time, if you're going to be in this home forever, it might make sense to pay a point. It would make sense to pay points in most instances if you're going to stay in the home for at least 4 years. I would say it wouldn't be worth it because it's going to break even after 4 years. But if you're going to be in the home for 10 years, after a while, you're saving money over time. The question is, if you took that $4,000 and invested it, and you made just 5% somewhere, is that per year, is that worth it? I don't know. I don't know if it is. But you got to talk to a financial planner about this thing over time. So here's the deal. Is it make sense buying a point? Inappropriate, Uncle Bubba. You said it doesn't make. You're not going to buy your rate from 5 to 3.
Yeah, I think he thought, well, if a point buys it down a percent.
No, a point buys typically a quarter percent.
Of a point.
Now, there is a point. There is a place of diminishing returns, where after a while, for example, you can buy a rate from 7.5 to 7.25. I say you can. You may. You might. Sometimes a point, depending on where the market is, only buys your rate down 1/8. Sometimes it buys it down 3/8 of 1% with 1 point. But I would say typically if you're going to pay a couple points, you're going to buy your rate down about 0.5%. A 0.5% on a $480,000 loan is $200 a month savings. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to point out to this person one thing. They're at 6.9. If your rate, if the rates drop and you can get 5.9, by the same math, you're at not at 480, you're at 450. But if you can save 1% on a $480,000 loan, this is important because the average sale price on a new built home is over $500,000. So many of you are sitting on $480,000 loan. If you drop your rate by 1% on a $480,000 loan, Your interest differential is $400 every month. That is a lot of money. And that's why when the rates go from 3% to 7%, that is $1,600 a month difference every month in interest. Just from going 3% to 7% on the average sales, on an average loan amount of $480,000, that is nearly $20,000 a year more in interest that people are paying now than they were at the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. $20,000 a year. So you and your family need to make an extra $20,000 a year right now just to afford French fries with your hamburgers. No, but if you have a $480,000 loan and you can and you take that rate from six, they say they want the rate to go in the fives. Man, here's what I want you to do. If you see these rates dropping a little bit, think about how do I drop my payment? If you can get a 0.5% lower rate with no closing costs, you're going to save nearly, because they're not at 480, they're at 450. You're going to save, if you're at a 480 loan and you drop 0.5%, you're going to save $200 a month in interest that you can apply towards the mortgage or apply towards, again, the French fries. You don't have to go down 2%. You don't have to save 2% on your interest rate. On these average loan amounts of 480, you can save 1% or even 0.5%. But here's the deal. Try to do it with no closing cost on your refi. Because if the rates drop another 1%, you can do another no closing cost refi potentially. There's potential in here. I'm not saying that it's going to work for everybody. If you have a $200,000 loan, it's hard to do a no closing cost refi, but on a $480,000 loan, there might be potential.
I tell you what, I've made a pretty good living in the last 22 years of preaching lowest cost, lowest rate.
So try to do as lowest closing cost possible, because every time the rates drop, you can do a no closing cost. Not everyone can do this.
Yeah.
Try to do it. So that if you have to refinance twice, you haven't paid a bunch of closing costs, but your payment keeps going down.
The nice thing is our equity keeps going up.
Yes, by not using your equity for the for the closing costs on a refi, you can look into this. So, hey, if you see these rates drop from 6.9 to 5.9, that's 400. That's nearly $5,000 a year in interest on a $480,000 loan. It's not. Every month you pay your mortgage payment. your principal balance goes down. You're only paying interest on your principal balance. So if your principal balance is going down every month, then your interest payment's going down every month. But at the beginning of the loan, yes, if someone quoted you 7 versus 6, your interest differential would be $100 or $400 a month different on a $480,000 loan. So they want to know, you know, if buying points, once you've paid about 2 points on a mortgage, that's the point of diminishing returns. It gets very hard to buy your rate down much further than paying a couple points. As a matter of fact, sometimes it doesn't even fit in. There are rate tables. Mortgage companies can see them on their screen. There is a table of rates. About the most points you're going to, maybe 3 points. I would say 3 points. In most cases, 3 points, you might be able to buy your rate down if you're paying 3 points. And then after that, it's like, okay, you're not really buying your rate down anymore. It's just points you're paying. So that's trying to explain it to you the best way we can. Hopefully it was in layman's terms. Sometimes we get caught in jargon in the mortgage business. And sometimes jargon just makes your head hurt. So we don't want to. So this person's texted back. They thought that a point was buying your rate down 1%.
Yeah, see, that's what
so that'd be nice if you could, if rates were 7 and you could pay 7 points, then your rate would be 0. The best way to get a 0% rate on your mortgage is just to put 100% down on your loan.
The nice thing is that's a great question, and it's also helped a lot of listeners out there today that you sent that question in.
He said, here's that same person. If you can you explain who qualifies for a no closing cost refi? Mm-hmm. There are costs associated. It costs a mortgage company about $8,000 to $10,000 just to produce a mortgage loan.
Yeah,
$8,000 in underwriters and everyone else associated, processors, closers, funders, shippers, people answering the phone, electricity, technology, and taxes.
And it doesn't matter the size of the loan either.
So it costs a mortgage company about $8,000. So how does a mortgage company cover the $8,000 in closing costs, title fees, everything else? How do they they raise the rate for you? So you could, let's say you wanted a zero closing cost loan. Let's say we did a zero closing cost loan for somebody and it was at 5.9. That's not where the rates are right now. But if you paid closing costs, just standard costs without points, you're typically going to find a rate of about 0.5% better. Right. So you can pay the closing costs, get a 0.5% better rate in many cases. Or if you want the zero closing cost, your rate would be a little bit higher. There's cost and rate differentials. The cost of $8,000 is either going to be covered in the rate, or it's got to be covered in charges because we have to pay the people, okay? So these things exist. And so, yeah, zero closing costs, mostly you're going to find them on loans over maybe $300,000 to $350,000. Once the loans get too small, there's not enough leeway in the rate tables to be able to raise the rate enough to cover the cost, the $8,000 to $10,000 associated with covering the cost of creating a loan. Okay, we have to take a break. And when we come back, we want more of your questions. You can get your question in now here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Go to our website, TexasLending.com. Get your info in there. We'll work with you, give you the best deals we can in the market and with a loan officer that's very experienced. So go there right now. We have a person that's going to answer your call when you call. Go there right now. And when we come back, get your question in at 214-354-5989, and we will be right back here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yep.
And we love answering your questions here. Okay. So make sure you get your question in now, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. And we want to make sure that we get you going in the right direction here. There's another one here, Bubba. This is a tough one. Their current rate is at 5.5. They want to get cash out of their home.
Mm.
And they owe about, they no, their home is worth 520. They owe 300.
Mm.
Okay. So 520, you're going to be somewhere around 416,000. That's your maximum you can get out of your when you get the cash out. They owe about 300, so They have about 116,000 they can get out, but they're, you know, they're around 6%, you know? Mm-hmm. So the question is, do you refinance this whole thing into one big note, or do you just get a second lien?
You just have to look at both of them.
I would take a look at both.
Yeah. Because you have to see what, I mean, but you also remember you're extending your first lien out again 30 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Depending on how long you've been paying on it. It's just, you know, you just have to look at it and see what makes sense. That's what we do at TexasLending.com. We do things that make sense.
We do things that make dollars.
Yes.
We want you to make dollars.
We want you to
save dollars because that makes sense.
We want you to be happy.
I might have to use that.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay. We want you to make dollars because that makes sense. Okay. Let's do that for you at TexasLending.com. Go online and apply right now. Make sure you go there today. We'll get your info. Now, listen, when you call or you get your information in online, if you get your information in online, we text you, we call you, we schedule time for you. We understand that people are busy. And sometimes you call or sometimes you send your information online and then, you know, we know that for the next 48 hours, you might have got, all of a sudden you got an accident or someone... Your boss called and said you got to get to work, and we just want to schedule some good time with you so that you can enjoy your week, enjoy your day. We got to do more of that. There's got to be more enjoyment out there. It needs to be some more people that want to help you, and TexasLending.com is one of those companies that wants to help. I know everyone does, but we have great loan options for you, so make sure you call us today. Last question, Bubba, that we can get to. I will get back to any of your other questions that you have. Because we don't have time for everybody. But this question is, a person, Bubba, they said they make about $8,000 a month. And so we immediately go to $2,700 a month. That's about
33%
of $8,000 a month. They want to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
They said they have about $12,000 down payment and they make $8,000 a month. So $12,000 down, they can afford maybe $2,700 a month in a mortgage.
It'll be FHA all day.
And if you haven't been listening, $2,700 a month is 33% of their monthly income. 33% of their monthly income. And that's about the ballpark of where you're typically going to find your qualifications, depending on your other debts and mm-hmm. your credit scores and things. And so this person says, they didn't really give me their credit score, but they said they wanted to be able to, how much can I afford? And so, yeah, it's about $2,700, maybe a $300,000 loan mm-hmm. in here.
Close. Yeah. 80 something maybe.
Yeah. So we got to take a look at it for you and figure out what you can qualify. But 300,000, somewhere in that ballpark of the sales price. And if you put your minimum down payment, you're going to find on most first time home buyer programs, FHA, conventional, we'll have to take a look at your whole situation there and see what we can get done for you. Mm-hmm. So make sure you go online and apply. When I say apply, it's just how much home you're looking for. Kind of loan you're looking for, cash out or purchase, what's your name, what's your contact info. We start the conversation. It's low key. It's a free pre-approval. We'll send you some numbers. You can take a look and see if the numbers make sense. If they make sense, let's move forward. If they don't make sense, let's wait to time, then the rates get better and they do make sense. Or maybe your credit score gets better. That's what makes sense.
Yes, definitely.
Get your scores better. Maybe get more down payments, you know, that you need to buy the home you want. But it all starts with TexasLending.com, so make sure you go online there.
.com.
I don't know. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? Just go to Texas Lending. We'll help you out. We got to get going, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. You have anything to say for your posterity? Or
No. It was just a great show and a lot of great questions. I want to thank everybody.
This is one of the best question shows of all time. We appreciate all your great questions. We'll all see you next week when you get back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show right back here at 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.